This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith. I'll be joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Tom, how did our cattle trade today?
Our cattle market started out looking like it was going to be another session of positive trades and higher closes, but that did not last long as profit-taking and outright selling came in and kept us on the defensive the rest of the session going right into the close. Now, this despite the fact that we're getting reports out of Kansas of 170 cash cattle trade. The volume I can't confirm, but 170 is the high that we also saw last week in Nebraska. Box beef at midday, $1.16 higher on choice, 41 higher on selects, moved 84 loads total, and had a cattle kill of 112,000 head. At the close, we saw February cattle, 20 cents on the downside. April live cattle, 45 lower. Jan feeders down 97. March feeders down $2.50. And Feb lean hogs, $1.35 lower.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Do you want to unlock the potential on your farm? Come learn how applying a no-till systems approach can improve your crop yields and increase profits. Be sure to get registered for the 19th annual No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference, January 27th and 28th at the Bicentennial Center in Salina, Kansas. Go to www.notill.org or call 785-210-4525 before January 10th for the early bird rate. Sponsored in part by Crustbuster, Agriculture Liquid Fertilizer, and Green Cover Seed.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
Tom, how did our grain market do today?
Well, our grain market saw early session upside that wavered off and on throughout the session. At the end of the day, only the corn closed negative. As far as fresh news, very little fresh news today for our grain market. We did see China step in and buy some more wheat, 240,000 metric tons, about half in the old crop year, half in the new crop year. I think we're going to start seeing more and more positioning in the markets ahead of next Monday's USDA report. On the close today, March KC wheat 6.5 higher, July 5.75 higher, March Chicago wheat up 2.75, March and July corn closed each down a penny today. March soybeans were 10.5 higher, with July beans up 8.5, and the March cotton 51 lower.
Tom, what's your phone number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network.